Cairo, Egypt has sentenced television presenter Sarah Khalifa and 11 other people to death after finding them guilty in a drug-related case involving an alleged criminal gang, imported drug-making materials, illegal weapons, and ammunition. According to the state-owned newspaper Alarm, the group was accused of bringing raw materials into the country from abroad and using them to produce and sell narcotics. Authorities also found illegal weapons and ammunition in their possession, the report said. Khalifa, 39, is known for her television program, Mission Impossible, which dealt with crime-related cases. She has denied the allegations against her and told the court that she had no involvement in the activities described by prosecutors. The death sentences were first issued last month and were formally confirmed a month later after the court sought a religious opinion from Egypt's Grand Mufti. Seeking the opinion is part of the legal procedure followed in death penalty cases in Egypt. His opinion is not binding on the court. The defendants can still appeal against the verdict. It means that the sentences have not reached the final stage of the legal process. During the trial, prosecutors presented evidence that authorities had seized more than 750 kg of narcotics, along with raw materials brought from abroad for producing drugs. Alarm reported that 20 witnesses gave evidence to prosecutors during the case. The court also heard electronic evidence, including conversations and video clips, which prosecutors presented as part of their case against the accused. According to the state-owned newspaper Alyaum, Khalifa appeared in court in September last year when a judge asked her about her alleged role in the case. She told the court that she had never seen drugs before. She said the first time she saw narcotics was when she was photographed with them at the office of the Anti-Narcotics Agency. Her denial forms part of the defense case as the verdict moves into the appeal stage. The death sentence does not end the defendant's legal options. Khalifa and the other convicts can challenge the verdict before the Court of Cassation, Egypt's highest court for criminal appeals. The defense can ask the court to review the lower court's ruling and challenge the legal grounds behind the decision. Depending on the outcome, the sentence could be upheld, changed, or the case could be sent back for another hearing. The court had also sought the Grand Mufti's opinion before issuing the final ruling. This consultation is required in Egyptian death penalty cases, although the judge is not required to follow the religious opinion. The case is part of Egypt's continued use of capital punishment. Amnesty International's 2025 report said courts in the country sentenced 492 people to death that year, while 23 people were executed. According to the report, those executed had been convicted of crimes, including drug trafficking and rape. Amnesty said those offenses did not fall under intentional killing. International law and human rights standards say the death penalty should be restricted to the most serious crimes, generally understood as cases involving intentional killing. Stay informed on all the latest news, real-time breaking news updates, and follow all the important headlines in India News and World News on Zee News.